Health officials in Philly are warning some patients of a Center City dental office that they should get tested for HIV and hepatitis B and C after the clinic's license was suspended for unsanitary practices. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
Pennsylvania state regulators say they found multiple safety concerns and violations during an inspection at Smiles at Rittenhouse Square in March. The practice failed to properly sterilize dental instruments, court documents show. Staff also didn't use new saline bags or vials of anesthetic medication in between patients, putting them at risk of infection. The clinic is working with city health officials to identify patients who had dental appointments between April of last year and now. Despite the inspection findings, the Philadelphia Department of Public Health stated it believes the risk of infection is low. It is not aware of any infections that have been diagnosed as a result of the unsanitary practices. Smiles at Rittenhouse Square will remain closed until it works with the City Health Department to fix the safety issues. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Trenton City Council wants to prohibit local police from assisting ICE. Council introduced an ordinance that would prevent the police department from assisting with civil immigration enforcement. Council President Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg says that with the proposal, in conjunction with a series of bills signed by Governor Mikey Sherrill, the goal of protecting residents will have been met.
Other municipalities are offering up resolutions in support of the state legislation. However, we were able to come up with an ordinance.
A public hearing for the bill will take place at the next council meeting on Thursday, June 4th. The Philadelphia Housing Authority wants to bring 74 homes to a vacant city lot near Kensington. The proposal calls for 61 affordable units for seniors and more than one dozen houses for low to moderate income residents. PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah says the project is the first major development in North Philly's 7th District.
There is a need for deeply affordable units in the 7th, and we see the rapid movement of market rate housing. And so, you know, we're building balanced communities where anyone, regardless of their income, would choose to live.
The development is by right, meaning it doesn't need a zoning variance before construction can start. The project will take about 18 months to complete. Today is a busy getaway day for the holiday weekend ahead, and FlightAware reports Philadelphia International Airport is experiencing 37 delays and 23 cancellations following yesterday's strong storms. In sports, Phils are off today. They lost to the Reds yesterday. It was a midday game, the final 9-4, and the Phils, they'll be home starting with the Guardians tomorrow evening. Your Philly forecast is calling for rain at times today, and it could be heavy rain when we get it. Cooler weather as well. We'll stay right where we are in the low 60s. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 56. Right now, it's 62.